The Trans-Alaska Pipeline is scheduled to be shut down tonight to address a leaky pipe. The feeder line is seeping oil at Pump Station 1 at Prudhoe Bay, and Alyeska spokeswoman Michelle Egan says the plan is to bypass it with a new section of steel pipe that was prefabricated in Fairbanks this week.
Crews will get to work fitting up the 157-foot bypass pipe. And we anticipate that the shutdown will take in the area of 36 hours.
It will be the second tap shutdown this week. The pipeline was idled for 84 hours when the leaky feeder pipe was discovered last Saturday, then restarted at limited throughput due to freeze concerns. Temperatures have cooled considerably on the North Slope in recent days, but Egan says this weekend shutdown should be short enough to avert a pipeline freeze-up.
We've moved throughput rates of close to 400,000 barrels a day. So that's helped, but we will still have to carefully monitor the temperature of what's in the pipe.
Egan says there's also no longer concerns about ice being pushed by two pipeline cleaning pigs that were in the line.
Both the pig that was headed for Pump Station 8 has been received, and the pig that was on its way to Valdez has also been received. So that's a big, big move for us in this.
Meanwhile, workers have picked up thousands of gallons of leaked crude this week at Prudhoe Bay as it seeped from the bad feeder line into the basement of a pump house. No oil has escaped to the environment, but the situation has substantially reduced Alaska's crude production and mobilized an over 500-person response.